Airlift Northwest's Air Care program fills the gap between air ambulance charges and what health insurance pays. Marty Hester of the Alaska Division of Insurance says it's changed the way it does business. That means it has to follow a different set of rules.
The exemption that they were operating under was as a nonprofit, and with their corporate restructure, they were no longer deemed a nonprofit. Therefore, the exemption no longer applied to them.
The decision will not affect Airlift Northwest's ability to provide medical evacuation flights in the state. It and other air ambulance services take seriously ill or injured patients to hospitals with level of care not locally available. Medevacs can cost $100,000 or more, depending on the distance and route. Airlift Northwest began more than 30 years ago as part of the University of Washington's medical system, which also includes hospitals and clinics. It operated for a while as a separate nonprofit group, but it moved back to the university a few years ago. Executive Director Chris Martin says Airlift Northwest remains a nonprofit agency under Washington state rules, so she's disappointed Alaska officials decided it isn't.
We have a business license with the state of Alaska. We have, you know, our Juneau base in the state of Alaska. Nothing has changed, and this letter to us came out of the blue.
Martin says the Air Care program has more than 1,600 Alaska members. They've all been sent a letter saying coverage will end when their year-long memberships run out. The program also will not be allowed to enroll any new Alaskans. The State Insurance Division's Hester says the issue is not at all related to the Affordable Care Act, also called Obamacare. He says Airlift Northwest voluntarily complied with the order, and he says it could change its Alaska program and resume business.
If they decide to become compliant with Alaska insurance statutes and offer an insurance product, an approved insurance product, then they'd be able to offer the membership program.
Airlift Northwest's Martin says that's not going to happen. She says the service started the Air Care program to fill a need, not to make money.
You know, we are part of the University of Washington, and our mission is air medical transport, not insurance, and nor is the university's.
Most of its Alaska business is in Southeast, but it also serves Anchorage and other parts of the state. Its main competitor, Utah-based Guardian Flight, does not have a similar membership program. Fairbanks-based Apollo Meditrans offers medevac insurance in Alaska. The state shut it down for part of this year after it failed to renew its license. State officials say it's not affected by this decision. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.